Earners, what's up? Look, in the world of personal finance management, finding the right tool is crucial. If you've been relying on Mint to keep your personal finances in check, I got a mix of news for you. Mint is closing down. But here's a silver lining. Monarch Money is stepping up as the go-to financial app, and users, including myself, are making the switch with a smile. Before Monarch, juggling my finances felt like navigating a stormy sea. Other apps either lacked features or were too cumbersome. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design turned financial management from a chore into a breeze. The constant updates, well, that's the cherry on top. But what truly set it apart for me was its collaboration feature. Money matters can strain relationships, but Monarch brings peace to the table. The app's collaboration tools allow my partner and I to seamlessly manage our finances together. We aligned on our budgets, tracked our cash flow, and even planned our future goals all in one place. Speaking of goals, be it saving for a down payment, your dream vacation, or your children's education, Monarch simplifies it all. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal hailed it as the best budgeting app. This isn't just an app. It's the next generation of personal finance management, ad-free, intuitive, and always evolving with you in mind. Now look, Monarch isn't just another app. It's the all-in-one solution, from effortlessly importing your data from Mint to customizing your dashboard to your heart's content. Monarch respects your privacy with a strict no ads, no data selling policy. This is financial management as it should be, focused on you. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/Mondays. That's monarchmoney.com/Mondays for your extended 30-day free trial.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, another glorious episode of Market Mondays.
Fact, that's a fact. I would say first, but this is the second international. It was in Jamaica.
That's a fact.
That's a big fact.
So we are in the motherland. We are on the other side of the world right now. But we cannot miss.
Hey, Earners, did you know that the Black community has $2.7 trillion of spending power? Are you ready to see what you can do when you combine and recirculate our resources to expand the pool of Black excellence? I know I'm ready, and that's why we've partnered with Greenwood, the in-demand Black-owned digital banking platform. Greenwood's namesake was founded in 1906, built from the brilliance of Black dreamers looking to create a self-sufficient community in the Greenwood district of Tulsa, Oklahoma, aka Black Wall Street. Today, Greenwood is a digital banking platform with the mission to strengthen the Black dollar using the same community reinvestment strategies of the original Greenwood district. And it's powered by a best-in-class mobile app that allows you to bank from anywhere. So, Earners, if you're ready to build a new legacy of Black economic achievement, go to bankgreenwood.com/EYL and sign up to be a part of the new Greenwood community. That's bankgreenwood.com/EYL. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Head over there now.
Market Monday. So, yes, we are in Nigeria. Shout out to all of the good brothers and sisters out in Nigeria, Lagos. We have been treated with tremendous hospitality. So we're enjoying our time out here.
That's a fact.
Yes.
Y'all coming back? Shout out to over.
You know, it's optional. It's optional. This is the first stop. We'll see how the second stop treats us. But I wanted, before we go any further, I got to give a huge shout out to our brother, Ladoon Thompson. Yo, Ladoon is the MVP of this trip thus far. He is the reason that we actually made it into the country. So shout out to Doon. He's an EYL alumni, but he might just be EYL going forward. We might have to just change his name to EYL Doon.
Yeah.
Shout out to my guy.
We brought a Nigerian with us to Nigeria. So
only right.
It's always good when you got a local. Shout out to Ladoon. And let's just get into this. Before I start, let me just run through some housekeeping items. So Nigeria, once again, this is your last opportunity. We will have a networking party tomorrow at 7 o'clock. So if you're in Lagos, if you're in Nigeria, pull up on us. All the information is on our website under the Nigeria tab. You can RSVP, and we are looking to see you there. And then also because I won't have an opportunity to say this until next week, and it'll be done by then. Saturday, we're having a networking live podcast in Egypt, in Cairo, at the Ritz-Carlton in Cairo on the top floor at 4 o'clock.
Tell them what the backdrop is. Give them that.
Pyramids. So, yes, make sure you attend if you are in Egypt. It is welcome to everybody, but the Ritz-Carlton has a bar fee of $100 to enter if you're not a if you're not staying at the Ritz-Carlton. So just keep that in mind. That's not
Yo, and can I give a quick shout out? Quick shout out to everybody who's been encouraging me to continue my singing career.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to Davido.
I'm gonna need a feature for this album.
Shout out to Davido, man. That's my guy. You know his father's a billionaire? You know that?
No, I didn't.
Power electricity. You know, Aliko Dangote, the richest black person in the world.
Mm-hmm.
That's his godfather. That's his father's best friend.
That's his uncle. He married his Dangote's sister is married to his father.
All right.
Even from a branding perspective, I think it's really fascinating how they try to brand Africa as a scam country when there's more wealth there for blacks than there is.
Yeah.
In the United States.
I mentioned that yesterday, Ian. If you look at the wealthiest people in the world, the top 10 wealthiest people of color, black people, five of them are of Nigerian descent. Five out of 10.
It's
no mistake.
It's a lot of opportunity out here. We were talking to a lot of different people and they were saying that was a lot of opportunity. Maybe we'll talk about that at the end of the show. But yeah, shout out to everybody. Shout out to our guy Asa. Shout out to T. Shout out to Biz.
Tinu.
Shout out to all of the good folks in Nigeria that's showing us love, man.
Yeah, sure.
We appreciate y'all.
Yeah, so before we go any further, y'all know, Ernest, listen up, man. I want y'all to ask yourself a question. What does wealth mean to you and how does your background affect the way you view building wealth? You can explore all these questions and more during Allies Free Digital Conference, the new look of wealth. So tune in to Allies live stream on YouTube November 3rd. That's this week. To hear from industry experts and leading strategists that will be dropping gems for you. Don't miss out on creating your own financial legacy. Reserve your spot at ally.com/digital conference. That's ally, ally.com digital conference. Make sure y'all check in with that.
Yeah. So before we start Market Mondays, we are doing our first show at the legendary Apollo Theater. And that is on Black Friday. So understand this. This is the first time that we've done something in New York City of this magnitude. Mm-hmm. And we can't promise when we're going to do something in New York City again, because there's heavy restrictions. There's a lot to pull these shows off in New York City these days. I say that to say, everybody's always asking when y'all going to come to New York, We're coming to New York, Market Mondays Live, the first show of the Market Mondays tour. Do not miss your opportunity. This is the Apollo. So it's not like we can just add more seats. Once it's sold out, it's sold out. There's no, yo, my cousin, da 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 da. Yo,
bro.
New York in third grade.
No, there will be no yo bros.
I'm sorry. I love y'all, but there's nothing that we can do about it. So it's Friday, the 26th, November 26th is the live Black Friday show at the Apollo Theater. Make sure you check that. Saturday is the intimate workshop. That is going to be an interactive experience. We're going to learn about stocks, real estate, crypto. You get a chance to network futures. Yep. You get a chance to network personally. Me, Troy, Ian. We're going to have a bunch of surprises. We will have food. It will be catered. So Saturday is an opportunity to really catch the one-on-one vibe. Friday is going to be a hell of a performance. Legacy building information, generational wealth changing information. So make sure that you catch both of those. MarketMondays.com right now. Get your tickets. And like I said, please do not wait to the last minute. You know how black people do. They always want to wait to the last minute.
If y'all missing Best Fest or saw Invest Fest, it's going to be that kind of show. Please do not wait. I'm telling you.
It's going to be legendary. So, and then tomorrow we have a dope episode with the good folks at Google Pay that's sponsoring it with our girl Kizia. Am I allowed to say that the guest?
Yeah, you can say it. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And Anthony O'Neill. You know Anthony O'Neill? He used to be on Dave Ramsey's show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He was on the other guy's show.
Yeah.
Now he's officially an earner.
He's a good dude, though. He's actually a good brother.
Solid.
That comes out at 8 o'clock tomorrow. And then the last thing I'm going to say is shout out to our family at Revolt. Our show, Assets Over Liabilities, debuts this week. It debuts. So after you watch Market Monday, check Revolt out if you watch it on TV. And then on Thursday at 3 o'clock.
Perfect. You got it.
3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on Thursday. It will be on Revolt's YouTube channel. Our first show with the legendary Rick Ross, Assets Over Liabilities. Make sure you check that out on TV. Make sure you check it out on YouTube. Appreciate you.
Yeah, it's more than a shirt. It's a whole brand.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't play with us. Don't play with us, man.
All right.
Yo, real quick, man. Y'all know how this goes, man. Do your own research before we go any further. Our content is intended to be used and must be used for informational purposes only. It's very important to do your own analysis before making any investment based on your own personal circumstances. You should take independent financial advice from a professional in connection with or independently research and verify any information that you find on our show and wish to rely upon, whether for the purpose of making an investment decision or otherwise. This is a message brought to you by the good folks at Earn Your Leisure and the good brother, Ian Dunlap, the master investor himself, a.k.a. Trade Hover, a.k.a. Two Stock Shakur. We got any more?
Yeah.
We're going to say the other ones for Mark Money Live.
So let's get into it. Before, Ian, do you have announcements that you would like to make before we start the show?
Yeah, Stock Club call immediately after, and then be sure to support Assets Over Liabilities. That first episode going to be fire.
Appreciate it, brother. Yeah, Thank you. So, all right,
let's get into it. We got to run numbers up in every area.
That's a fact. So let's get into this conversation. The first thing that I want to start with is a company that is near and dear to our hearts. Ian has been preaching this company for a long time. So last week, Microsoft made news by surpassing Apple, and now has the largest market cap out of any country. So I think it's a
company.
It's like a country.
True indeed.
More than a lot of countries. You're right.
It's like $2.6 trillion. And market cap.
Yeah.
So, and you know, I made a post about how the stock has gone up since last year. It's up 60%. It's up like 30% in the last 6 months. Over the last 10 years, Microsoft stock is up 1,100%. Mm-hmm. Of course, you know, shout out to 19 Keys. He talked about the HoloLens of Microsoft. Now we're talking about metaverse and things.
That was a great episode if you guys haven't seen it.
Classic. It's actually a classic. So I say that to say, it still surprises me that people overlook Microsoft and they don't give Microsoft, I don't think, enough credit. So can we talk about Microsoft? What does this mean? And why don't people fully appreciate Microsoft?
It's pretty bland, right? It's like the old consistent company that never goes away, that just keeps innovating and keeps winning. And so it's easy to say like, oh, I don't want to pick this. And they're always winning, but you should, because it's a staple. And we said this, we told people, you know, I think we gave them a year warning. We said, this is going to be the stock of 2021.
I said the decade, and they laughed.
I know I said 2021, yeah. I'm like, this is it. And I'm like, look, this is going to be it. If you look at what they did last quarter, right? Azure, I want to pronounce it right. Is it Azure?
Azure, yeah.
They were up just the cloud service, right? Because a lot of people don't really, they underestimate what cloud services do for a company, like what AWS does for Amazon, Azure does for Microsoft. It was up 47% this quarter, 47%, more than Google, which has YouTube, right? 47%, the revenue is out of this world. But the reason, and I'll let you talk about Microsoft, but we got to go into the reason why they surpass them, because a couple companies missed their quarter. So I'll go into that after you talking. Go ahead.
People have to realize, and we talked about it with Nigerian and perception, people tried to brand Microsoft as a boring company because of the Ballmer years. You can make your argument after Tim Cook. Microsoft probably has the second best CEO in all of tech. I think that Microsoft will eventually have the number one cloud company. They, in 5 or 10 years, they'll be number one in healthcare. And as this race we'll talk about later in the metaverse heats up, they're going to be primed to take that space over as well. And they haven't even announced their cryptocurrency project. This is like the moment for the culture when Jay came out with Hard Knock Life and everybody woke up and was like, whoa. Biggie wasn't next to him for no reason. Like, oh, damn. Okay. This is like their Hard Knock Life moment. They haven't even made Blueprint One or Black Album yet with their crypto project. I've been screaming Two Tech, Two Index, Apple and Microsoft forever. And even during the Ballmer years when it was flat, that was a great time to build a base. I'm looking at the chart now. In 2016, it was at $57.28, is now at $3.27. They have 31% for the year for $1 trillion. Market cap company. Write this down. Best strategy is to invest in the number one player in the space. So number one crypto, number one real estate company, number one cloud, number one tech. number one fintech. That's an easy formula to use, and Microsoft is not going to give up this position anytime soon. One of the greatest of all time, without question.
That's fine. I like that analogy. Who's the best MCs, Biggie, Jay-Z, and Nas? And now it's like, wait, who? Jay-Z? Yeah, Jay-Z's been here. Yeah, so it's been here. Nas has been here. Rest in peace to Big. But yeah, I mean, like you said, it's something that works so well that people doubt it. And it's been working so well. It's like, why would we invest in that? But
we talked about it before. I've never seen people turn down an easy 35% in my life. I know everyone wants the ones that shoot up 1,000, but you don't want the risk associated with. And if you've invested in this for 3 or 4 years, like, you're looking at 100% return for doing nothing. Like, literally, you put your money on Microsoft. Please put it in chat. If you've invested in Microsoft, have you ever woke up and been worried about your money? I know I haven't.
Not once. Yeah. Not once.
And Microsoft is a heavy backer of XLM, Stellar Loomis.
Yes.
We talked about that last week. So yeah, when you look at a company, you got to look at all these other verticals that's involved with. And Microsoft, one of these companies that it's not the most exciting company in the world. I'll be honest. It has nowhere near the level of excitement that like Apple has. It's like Apple is like Nike and Microsoft is like Reebok. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Adidas. Let's do Adidas. Don't do Reebok.
No, I'm just saying it's level of excitement. Nobody's excited.
Yeah, but
you still got like, that. You got something.
There are more people excited over Sweetie than they were Michelle Obama. But Michelle Obama is more peaceful for the spirit and soul. You have to
shout
pick.
Out to like, Sweetie.
We're recording. Want to show your face? Say hi.
Hi.
Hey, so, what's up?
Oh, special guest appearance. What's up? Go wild.
Go wild. That's the motto.
The only way.
That's the motto.
But if I can make the argument that Microsoft hasn't branded themselves or rebranded themselves as sexier so they can slowly take over. Because if it wasn't for those Ballmer years, there would be no Apple. Like Ballmer, I don't want anybody to go to jail, but he should be jailed for how bad his performance was while he was CEO of Apple. And we have to look at the founder. Steve was not better than Bill. They got ahead because Tim took over and Tim had an easier competitor in comparison. But if you look at Microsoft CEO in his beginnings, his humble beginnings, all the focus is on being better and not on the flashiness of the company. Microsoft is what people want Tesla to be, for sure.
Yeah, Tesla. Wow. Yeah. And so the reason, and I wanted to talk about that really quickly, the reason why it became the number one company as far as market cap is because Apple missed on its earnings. And so we talked about Apple and some of the things, but I want to put things into context, right? When people are talking about missing on revenue, they're really just missing on expectations that somebody's put out, like Wall Street has put out an expectation. But if you really peel back the numbers, right? I'm going to run down the, listen to this, right? So their revenue was up 29% year over year. The iPhone numbers were up 47% year over year. The service numbers were up 25% year over year. The MacBook numbers were only up 1.6% year over year. Obviously, we know with the supply chain issues that, you know, that plays a major role in it. And then the iPad numbers were up 21% year over year. So the numbers are still increasing. So people are like, wait, it misses numbers. Should we not be investing in Apple? No, no, folks. That's not what this means.
Don't ever not invest in Apple as long as
no. There. Yeah. These companies are amazing companies. Yes, there will be times when they will miss in a quarter. This is one of those times.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere, visit Hyland.com.
Same thing with Amazon. Yeah. Amazon missed on this quarter.
Imagine if you had like 92 Jordan and 96 Jordan on the same team. If they miss one shot, are you swapping them out for Tim Hardaway? Like, shout out Tim Hardaway. But you're not going to change them no matter what. So going back, I know we haven't done in a while the basketball analogy, but if I can get the best three players of all time, I'm not going to move. I don't care what comes on the court or what's available. Those are going to produce year over year, month after month. And for you business owners, I keep telling you, who's going to produce more money for your company consistently? Apple, Microsoft, Tesla, or the employees and consultants that you have now? You know the answer like I know the answer, unless you got the kind of infrastructure that we have. Apple, Microsoft is going to go crazy. So
let me ask you this. Let me ask both of you guys this so we can just get some education for people, because people might not be familiar. So, all right. So we talked about earnings. Mm. Can we break this down a little bit? Because people might hear about earnings and earnings were good. The earnings were disappointing. And then if the earnings are disappointing, then the stock drops. But talk about, like, what does that actually mean when they release their quarterly numbers?
Yeah. So basically what I just ran down is the revenue generators for a company. So Apple, we talked about the iPhone. We talked about the services, right? That's another revenue generator, the MacBook, the iPad. I didn't even do wearables. The wearable numbers, I didn't even put those in there, but I could have. So everything that is a revenue generator goes into what the company earns. Wall Street will say, based on its performance, they'll say, all right, well, we estimate that they should make this much per this quarter, mm-hmm. these 3 months. It's an estimate, right? At best, it's an estimate. Now, if they hit the estimate, great. And sometimes we see the stock go up.
So you have firms like JP Morgan and Morgan Stanley that put out reports.
Yeah, they'll put out.
What do you think it will go? Yeah.
Right. They'll upgrade. It depends. They'll say overweight or underperform. And based on those things, people will say, all right, it's a good time to invest or it's not a good time to invest. Also, what Apple didn't do, again, we spoke about this in a few episodes ago, they didn't offer guidance. And so when we talked about guidance, is the future outlook. What does the next quarter, the next two or three quarters look like? And so they haven't offered any guidance during the entire pandemic. So this isn't anything new. So the stock did pull back a little bit.
What is guidance?
I just said the future outlook of
the future outlook of what they expect to do. So for my rap fans, the analysts are like academics when he's guessing like what the first week numbers are going to be. And the estimates are like first week sales before the quarter. Now, I truly think they should do earnings on a 1 year basis. It's a huge mistake when companies run on a quarter to quarter projection and it's a rat race that they're chasing. But they missed the number. But the numbers and the growth of the company were great with a supply chip shortage.
Exactly.
So I wouldn't sell based off of that. And when you guys are looking at what to invest in, you always want to do the versus of the stock. So if you did Apple versus Ford, GM, whoever you would pick, you have to say, are they better across the board? The answer is usually no. If it's not, then you have to pass it up. But yeah, with the earnings, it's a projection of what they are going to do. And a lot of times if they miss, the stock will drop and then it's a good buy at that point. And I even seen stocks that have hit their numbers and tanked because of it. So that's why I never lean on earnings and I never factor into my investing equation, because it's not a game for us to play based off of that. And for those of you to trade off of it, if you get the direction wrong, you're going to get killed. So that's why I never factor it into my investing.
Yeah, we just saw Snap drop like 20% after its earnings. Like, they missed and it dropped 20%. But we've seen Apple have a $100 billion quarter and pull back after that, right? Mm-hmm. The revenues are running so high. Again, if you base your investment strategy off that, you have some real, real experience in doing it.
You shouldn't do it. I'm going to just say what he wants to say. 2 year price for Apple, $238.02. That's the target I have it getting to. So you guys can write that down. $238.02 is where I expect Apple to get. And Snap did take a hell of a tumble. It will recover, but they have a lot of competition. I have an interesting theory about Snap, but I don't want to go into it. But if Apple goes to 129.76, that's why you guys should look to pick some shares up.
Yeah, you
heard it.
I'm going to do one more company that missed because it was like big news that obviously. So Apple misses, Microsoft takes advantage of that. They become the wealthiest company in the world. But Amazon missed, and everybody knows I've been huge about Amazon. Made a hefty investment in Amazon. And so they missed their quarter. Obviously, supply chain issues had a lot to do with that. But same thing with Apple. We know what quarter they're going into, right? The holiday season is upon us. Now, today on CNBC, the president, the CEO of the National Retail Federation put out a statement. He said that this holiday season is on pace, right? They're expecting it to be the greatest shopping season ever. Of all time. right? They're expecting an increase of growth of over 8 to 10% from 2020, when everybody was pretty much home. And so if we think about e-commerce, who's the number one in that space?
Yep.
That good company, right?
Amazon.
But also there was another piece of news that came out about Amazon. Maybe people overlooked it. But they have entered the EV market, right? And we spoke about Rivian a few, maybe last year. But it's an electric pickup truck. Well played. They own 20%. So the numbers finally came out that they own 20% of the company. So they own 20% of Rivian. I think their investment was like $1.3 billion, right? Based on Rivian's evaluation, because it's IPO in this month. We don't have the exact date. I know in the next couple of weeks it's going to IPO. But based on the evaluation, that investment is now worth $3.8 billion, right? So the growth of Rivian will also mean the success of Amazon as well. They've already ordered 100,000 vehicles for their delivery service. And there's another company that's been invested in as well. You may have heard of by Ford. Ford owns 5% of Rivian as well. So the base has been laid for this company to be successful. Amazon's already owns 20%. Plus, they've already had 100,000 vehicles. How long did it take a Tesla to get to 100,000 vehicles ordered? Think about that, right? And so when you start looking at the success of this EV market, they've already built in a win.
So what are you saying? You're bullish on Amazon?
I'm staying bullish on Amazon.
You have to.
You got to speak the language that people just want.
Shadi just want to know, am I buying it or not? That's all you want to know. I just want to give you the information so you make the right decision for yourself.
I speak for the masses, man. They just want to. They want that microwave.
Yeah. So Amazon is an amazing company. Hold it for the next 10 years. I know you guys are going to ask about Rivian, but it's one of the things you have to understand. When big companies like these, and they own a considerable amount of it, 20%, that is a solid strategy. And business owners, when I'm telling you to diversify, because we're not talking about it enough, but we've entered an age where we're watching the job market die right in front of our face. And part of the reason why crypto and EV is going up, they're not saying it. These are going to replace most job markets. And when they usher in universal basic income, they're going to say, well, we gave you guys the opportunity to invest in crypto and Amazon and Tesla when they were super cheap. So when I'm saying you have to invest in these, because in 15 years, there may be no job market the way we see it today. If you don't believe that's true, go talk to your aunts, friends, brothers that lived through 2005. And when 2007 came, the job market dramatically changed. I remember when we were graduating from school, it was like, if you graduated, you were guaranteed a job. Now I know people that have masters that can't get a job that pays $80,000 a year. Please be mindful. We are witnessing a changing of the guard in real time.
UBI, universal basic income. You think that that's something that you just kind of breezed over very quickly. You believe that that could actually happen at some point in time?
If the job market continues to be eroded, absolutely.
Oh, they got him in the matrix.
That's our connection?
I don't know. No, we're still good.
Ian Dunlap has froze. They have him in the matrix. Okay. Well, while we wait for Ian to come back online, let's talk about XLY. Since we talk. XLY. So XLY, since we're talking about oh, there you go. You good?
Yeah, I'm good.
Oh,
I'm good.
All right. Yeah, so you said if the job market continues to suffer, then some level of universal income will have to
it's gonna be needed to keep the people from revolting. You have to. I don't think people go look at historically. Go look in 1929 and 1933, after those recessions happened, how much, you guys can Google it, how much the job market declined. The power of the dollar is going down. My biggest fear, and I've said it before, Vitalik came through Peter Thiel's fellowship. He made Ethereum. You guys, I've already told you my theory on Bitcoin. If we get taken off of the petrodollar and the Saudis no longer have to buy oil, that is the last linchpin that we need for America to have no advantage. Inflation will go through the roof. There's a reason why you're seeing Square, Tesla, all these companies look to hedge with crypto in case the world falls apart. Please write this down. The ultimate investing strategy is to be able to make money no matter what happens in the world. So whether we go to World War III or hyperinflation or we lose our dominant spot, you still have to be able to produce, make money, because like Rashad said before, we have expenses every single day. So when you guys are like battling over which assets to own, should I do options long term? The answer is to do all and then invest in the top ones and then you'll be safe. But in order to keep the people from having an absolute riot, in maybe 15, 20 years, they may have to do universal basic income for sure.
Interesting. That's interesting. We'll monitor that. One thing I wanted to talk about, you said that it's going to be the biggest retail season ever. So XLY, consumer discretionary ETF, that could see some positive results.
Yeah, we're seeing it run right now. We saw it run, obviously, because, and we said, shout out to Ty. Ty gave me the exact number. It was 16.9% allocation to Tesla. But the number one allocation in XLY's ETF is Amazon at 22%.
Yeah.
And so, again, if I'm bullish on Amazon, the company itself, of course, I'm going to be bullish on the ETF that has a large allocation of it. Plus, it has Tesla in it. So those two companies alone, outside of anything else that's in there, that's almost 40%. Almost 40% of the entire ETF.
I mean, if you're buying stuff online, and for everyone watching, it's a good question to ask. If you're buying stuff online and you don't use Amazon, what's the better alternative? Shopify's and Stock Club, it's not better. What are you using? Walmart.com? UPS Etsy. Isn't great. Etsy is okay. Wish, disaster. If you want the Young Jock Halloween mask, you could have went on Wish. Always think like, who is the best at what they do? This is why I hang my hat on being the best at investing. They're showing you in real time media who's best. You have to hang your hat on those that are best in the world at what they do. And that's an easy formula. And even if you go back to the 1980s, if you're looking at steel, oil, 1960s with Ford, that formula works for every single era. Like, who is the best at crypto? If you're looking at, in terms of holding value or store value, it's Bitcoin. If it's ability to create projects, you can argue Ethereum. Please write that down. The number one in this space is always the best one to invest in.
And that's one of the reasons why I really love ETFs, is because it's like so take XLY, 22% is in Amazon, 15% is in Tesla. So let's just talk about that right quick. A lot of people don't like Tesla because they feel like it's too volatile and it's very risky. And it's at an all-time high, and it's, you know, it's kind of overinflated, some people might think. So this is why, you know, you can invest in the ETF and you actually get Tesla exposure without actually investing. Then Amazon's another one where people think like, well, that's, you know, up there in price and I might not have enough money to buy one share, mm-hmm. and it's not going to make a difference because I don't have enough money. So now, you know, the ETF once again gives you exposure, almost a quarter of your portfolio to Amazon without actually, you know, putting $3,000 to Amazon stock. But then also in that ETF, it has Home Depot,
yep.
McDonald's, yep. Nike, Lowe's, Starbucks, Target. Target. So, winner. You know, it's a lot of, it's a lot of good companies in there. And yeah, people, consumer discretion, people start to spend money. All of those companies are going to get patronized. McDonald's, say what you want about them.
Greatest retail company of all time on a real estate side.
Yeah. Easily.
They're not going out of business, no matter what.
Home Depot's not going anywhere, y'all.
Nike, Lowe's. People don't think about Lowe's enough. We talk about real estate. Shout out to Matt. We talk about real estate all the time. Lowe's is like the cornerstone for all of these real estate guys, all of the developers and all that. They have, they spend thousands of dollars in Lowe's.
Man, I tell my dad all the time, you need nothing else but Home Depot, Lowe's, Apple, Microsoft. Because like people in construction, you guys prop up. And this is what I love to do. I was in Galleria last week. I went to Apple to buy some wired headphones because I lost my AirPods, right? I'm like, how many sales you guys do? It's 11 o'clock. He was like, they did 2,900 sales.
Save a little more this month. Chime checking accounts have features like fee-free overdraft up to $200 with SpotMe and no monthly fees. Open your account in minutes at chime.com/goals24. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. members FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply.
And now, gambling terms. Push, a wager that results in a tie. Even money, bet with the same payout as you wager. Legit, knowing where it's truly legal to gamble in Colorado. You can enjoy legal gaming in Black Hawk, Central City, Cripple Creek, as well as licensed online sports and off-track betting in Colorado. Play legit and gamble only where it's legal. Learn more now at PlayLegitCo.com. A message from the Colorado Division of Gaming. Gambling problem? Call or text 1-800-GAMBLER.
By 11 a.m. When you guys are in there buying drywall and sheetrock, you guys can see the volume in there. Yep. So you guys have accounts. You know infrastructure is never going to go away, and major cities, people are still going to build. Just invest in quality across the board. And even better, with the volatility thing, Con Ed volatility is higher. For my people back at home, NIPSCO prices for heating is higher. Like, the rate of return that you're going to get is going to be offset by the volatility. So the more return that you want. So if you want something that grows 150% in a year, it may be a chance that you get a 25% drawdown. But a quality company that is best in its class is not going to draw down 100%. You're not going to lose. Even if you buy the absolute top, it's not going to go from top to bottom and you get wiped out. You have to stop worrying about volatility and quality companies and realize those are the places in which you should be buying the most. So like when Tesla was in the 620 range and I told you guys it was going to come down, it surpassed every estimate and then shot up. Now it's at 1154. But look, you would have doubled your money pretty much from June had you just listened. And for those who were in stock club last year, when I got you guys in at like 58, I mean, there's some people that have made $300,000-$400,000 off of one stock just holding it long term. There is no such thing as volatility and quality.
And an industrial bill that's on the table, right? So if you're talking about Home Depot, you're talking about Lowe's, you're talking about building, Lennar, Caterpillar. We spoke about all these stocks.
Yes.
It's just about which one you want to pick and how much you're going to invest.
Yes. I'm begging you guys, for real, stop acting like this is so complicated. Fellas, if you ever like, you walking up to a girl in the club, asking her to buy a drink in front of her friends, that's way harder than anything we've ever talked about. Because now you got to buy a whole group of drinks and then go through the middle. Shot and do what you got to do. Listen, write this down. Hold for 5 years if you want to be rich. And if you want to be broke, hold less than 6 months. I don't care what.
If you want to be broke.
I'm not playing
with
y'all.
That's the formula.
That is it. I'm not a pundit. I'm a person that's mastered it. That's what I always say. If anyone's better, put them in chat and let me know. But I don't know who anyone that's been this accurate over this amount of time in one of the hardest industries that there is. The longer you hold, the more money you'll make. So if you stop trying to flip fast, which is pushed to us to flip fast, to because we're usually the liquidity, even in crypto. Last year, I know how many hundreds of millions I probably pushed into VOO and VTI. This year, they're using us for the liquidity in crypto, and we're not holding. So when that meme came out, if you would have put $5 in the Shiba, you would have had 5 million. Some of you hit me like, well, I had it. I'm like, across the board, everything I tell you applies to every asset. Real estate, investing, tech, angel, private venture. You need to hold for at least a year to see the maximum gains, but ideally you want to hold for five. Like, imagine if you guys would have sold your company a year in to a competitor. You guys would be punching the air like Cuba Gooding and Boys in the Hood. Like, you have to hold. Like, how long has Revolt been around? He's not selling that thing after 1 year.
Oh, yeah.
Nah, Jay, it's a long term Birdman. They're not looking to flip anything. That's why they lock these artists up in these contracts for 8, 9, 10 years. There is no quick flip in a year that's worth it.
That's a fact. Speaking of crypto, let's talk about MasterCard. So that's another news that came out last week. I did a post on Instagram about that. So MasterCard announced that they will soon be offering crypto services to their merchants. It's going to be a big, big thing where, you know, you're going to have different components of the crypto, from crypto wallets to credit cards to ATM machines and debit cards. So, you know, once again, it's just another, I think, validation for the space. But MasterCard, you know, I want to ask, how does this affect MasterCard? Does this affect MasterCard? Are you bullish on MasterCard? Don't care about MasterCard? First question.
Yeah.
Bullish on MasterCard?
Visa's better. I remember last year, I said, if you guys want to make your own makeshift credit card ETF, just buy Visa, MasterCard, and then 10% of American Express. Visa has a very interesting history, but MasterCard is solid. It is B. So Visa's Giannis. MasterCard would be Chris Middleton. Shout out Chris Middleton. but have them both in your portfolio, and then you'll be fine. But the run that they've been on since April of last year from 21 to 75 has been absolutely amazing. I wouldn't get out of that anytime soon. And then all-time low was 1991, the actual price a few years ago. It should hit $115 in the next 12 or 13 months. You'll be good. So there are some cheap ones that are there. And you can't tell me if you guys are like, hey, MasterCard is at $75. It's too much. Please stop telling me stocks that cost less than any J's you will wear cost too much. Tell me, and I'm seeing some of y'all at these meetups, like, what Balenciaga's on that chain. I'm like, and we have to, and I know, because the thing with stocks is that you can't show it off, this for the fellas, to get women. But you can if you pull up your damn portfolio. Now, I don't want you to be a simp and a lame and actually pull up your portfolio in front of anybody. But
hey, have by to the look, way, I'm invested in this.
Look like a real Poindexter. Or Brittany Renner may finesse you out that money. But you need to start putting your money into things that are going to grow. And I'm tired of us looking like we're rich as hell, but then have none of the actual net worth. Because then when it's time to actually buy some companies, small countries, when it's time to do these deals, you guys don't have the capital. Focus on the long term, please.
I'm with you.
All the wealth is.
Yeah, I mean, the whole space is an opportunity, right? Like, a lot of people are looking at it like, all right, well, Bitcoin's coming and debit cards are coming forward. But that, I hear opportunity. I hear like people saying, look, how do I get an ATM so that I can make business off this, right? So there's opportunities in it. I just think of when I see more validation coming into the space, it makes me remember of how the space originally started. It was like, yo, we're going to be decentralized. Look, it's going to be untraceable. And now, like, the validation.
I told you guys, that's a fallacy. There is no business in which the government won't get a piece of that action. For those of you that are in the sports betting, like,
American Giant makes great clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, and more right here in the U.S. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We have to pay a VIC. There is no decentralized currency in which the government does not act like a mafia and cannot get a percentage. It's impossible.
That's what I'm hearing. When I hear MasterCard, that's what I'm hearing.
Also from a safety perspective, people want an avenue to go. Let's say if you're 35 and up and you're new to the space, if Visa does it, if PayPal does it, if Square does it, and Square is still newer, you need trusted sources. Because like, even with me, like every time that I look back and see what the value of what I had of Bitcoin is in 2013, I get sick. I thought Mt. Gox was safe. It was reported as safe at the time, had a great team, but the attacks, and even though people in the last year that have put their Bitcoin into service providers that were deemed or looked like other ones that were legit, and they lost everything. So you, like, at least with Visa, you can track and have a chance to get your money back. I was reading on IG the other day that it was a guy who lost $600,000 in Bitcoin in a transaction that he thought was legit and wasn't. And they're trying to claw to get it back. But once it's gone, or for the people who actually lost their wallets, it's tough. So store your crypto on a wallet that you own. Do not keep them on other platforms, because it can be dangerous. Or if they go out of business, then what? You're in trouble.
Yes. So
you said you're bullish on Visa?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, it had a nice. Absolutely. I'm saying that because I was invested in Visa. I got it in probably like at 197. And so it had a nice pullback. And so if there's anybody that's looking to say, all right, is it a good time to buy in Visa? Nice pullback down that to like what, 213, 214?
Yeah, if it goes to 198, like get some more, and you'll be good. Like, and please write this down. A lot of you guys keep asking, should you dollar cost average or buy at specific price points? Both. The most important thing that you can do is buy every single month if you actually want to be rich and wealthy. If you do put rich and wealthy, or put rich forever, shout out Ross. If you want to be rich forever,
yeah, let's do that.
Tune into the episode. You have to buy every, it has to be the first bill. And Shadi and I talked about this maybe 8 weeks ago, but for the fellas, like if you've been in a relationship, and let's say you love somebody and you date it, look at all the money you spent on, for those of y'all that trick off heavy, bags, cars, apartments, da da da, and look at that versus what the return you would get investing in some of these. A lot of times we're not putting our money into these companies because we are, because our history with this country is so broken. We are spending money to try and get love, when if we love ourselves, a lot of the actions that we take will be dramatically different. Like even in this country, we wear loud clothes, loud brands. I was in Gucci just browsing last week. I'm like, this looks like all the old Iceberg from 01. The Burberry looks like old Iceberg because they're targeting us at a point in time when they didn't even want us to wear their brands. But I want to switch from being a materialistic society, which we're going to see a lot of that in the metaverse, to focus on actually having money. And it doesn't have to be like, well, if you invest, you can't have anything nice. But be honest with me, put this in chat. Are you currently at the net worth that you want to be right now? Put yes in chat if you are, and no if you're not. Because everybody can get fancy shit. And we all know, you guys told me the conversation about the dude that tuck his chain in. It's a lot of lying going on and manipulation. And that's why I tell you guys, like, you guys don't, and for those investors and traders who may not like me, you don't have to like me to profit off of my advice. And I know there's a lot more brand equity in me being more personable, not grumpy. But for me, my favorite artist, Tupac, another favorite artist, Dick Gregory, they built their entire legacy off being honest. There's tons of people who have bullshitted you and told you this is the way. But prior to 2019, they were not investing. Where were they at in 2010? I couldn't pay 15 black people in 2010 to talk about investing. So please put your money, easy formula, put 50% of your money away every single month into these companies. And if I've made you money, please put yes in chat. Market Mondays, I'm going to put on a real show for y'all too. So get those tickets to the Apollo.
You don't say.
So let me ask you this. Visa, you like Visa over American Express?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
That's another one that we gave. Obviously, I mean, you know, everybody who's listened to Earn Your Leisure knows that. You know, I've been a customer since 1985, obviously, because I was an authorized user. But last June, when they made the announcement that they were going to now allow China to be using the card, and it was at $97, I said, this is an opportunity, right? They have a population over 1 billion, almost 2 billion people. Their consumer spending is at a different level, especially luxury items, specifically luxury items.
Yep.
If not more, as equal to the United States or any country for that
matter. It's the most important market of all, for sure.
And so having them on board, and we've seen, if you look at the chart, what it's done since last June, you can see that revenue has just grown ever since June 2020.
Yeah. Shout out to Visa. Their symol is V, and their 10-year chart is
V. Amazing. And AXP is for American Express. It's more widely used, but just on the credit card side, I looked it up. Visa has 110 million users just on credit. That doesn't include debit. American Express has 109 million. So I would assume with debit cards included, Visa probably has 210 million people using it worldwide. Now, the answer is not one or the other. It's usually both. Like even in crypto, shout out to Kayla, like her formula is Bay. Bitcoin, ADA, Ethereum. For me, long-term is two tech, two index, but so Apple and Microsoft. I never want to pit, and even with us, like most people would have said, well, they have a media company and I'm an investor. I'm going to compete and we're going to cross over. The best thing to do is to collaborate. There's way more money. And to be honest, in our community, we're the only group of people that don't collaborate. And the reason why there was so much tension between Steve Jobs and Bill Gates is because Bill Gates at one point owned 15% of Microsoft, of Apple when they came back. Usually there's a lot of back-end deals on media, tech, they share data. Yes, Apple and Google may have some friction at times, but more often than not, it's better for two kingdoms to work together to overtake the world than compete. Because just like in rap beef, there's no money. Maybe hit them up, make money, but some of those things cost Tupac his life, Biggie his life, and that destroys a lot of record labels and it makes it tough. There is no money in war unless you're selling arms. And even those businesses that are publicly traded are not doing as well. So please write this down. There is more money in collaboration and more money flows into the ecosystem when people collaborate.
Let's talk about a few more things before we wrap. Metaverse.
We can't wrap. Yeah, we got to keep. Right, go ahead.
Yeah. Metaverse. This is something that we have spoke about. And, the last time we said that, they were planning on changing the name. Last week, they officially said that they're going to change the name. Mark Zuckerberg gave up. An announcement in his living room. It looked like a backdrop.
Yo, did y'all see the barbecue sauce on the show?
The Sweet Baby Ray's at that.
Yo, who placed that there? Like, what?
Mark Zuckerberg, man.
He tried to get invited to the barbecue, y'all.
Literally. So they're changing the name to Meta. They don't even have the Instagram handle. You know that? There's already a Meta. They got Twitter, they got Facebook, they got all that, but they don't have they didn't secure the Instagram. So there's another company already called Meta. So they got a Meta something else on Instagram.
They should call Ron Artest. So let him do this
for sure. That's the first thing I thought about.
Yeah, but he got two T's in his though. They only got one.
So Meta. All right, let's really go into this. Metaverse.
Here.
It's here. It's no turning back. Is this a new day for Facebook?
I don't like the stock, but after the PR scandal, it was a good move. The thing that I don't like from a creative standpoint is the positioning of that they are the leader of everything AR, VR now. But for them, they had to do something because it was an aging company. They had no competitive advantage anymore. Instagram isn't as great. Now, one of the things you have to do is not compete. You have to find ways to differentiate yourself from your competition. At scale, when you now think about AR and VR, you're going to think about Facebook first. Now, the challenges that they have as a company don't go away with the name change. So if like Corinne Steffens changed her name to Karen, she's still Corinne underneath. So there's some soul searching Facebook needs to do. And then some things they need to fix. Shout out Corinne.
Safety first.
But they will have a moment for maybe 1 or 2 years in which if they get this right and they bring the right developers on board and build trust. And if anybody at Facebook is listening, the things that you guys need to do at scale is just be honest with your audience. We don't need perfect robotic CEOs anymore. We need ones that's why when Elon went on Rogan and smoked weed, you can tell he doesn't smoke, but it was like, okay, I'll try it. Sure. It dropped the stock for that day, but Elon seems human. And it was one of the things in the elections maybe 10 years ago. It was like, who could I sit down and have a drink with? You feel more comfortable with a person that will have their sins exposed. And that's why even when I like curse, people are like, why do you do that? That's not professional. I'm like, my son being free is what's professional. So let's change that definition of what's professional. But I'd rather deal with a person that is honest in himself than someone who is playing a character, which I think Zuckerberg has had to do for a long time. And then they'll be good for 1 or 2 years. But once Apple, Microsoft, and Google get into the space, they're going to have a lot more competitors. So it was a great rebrand for now. But the core issues underneath are not fixed.
I think we laid it out last week, to be honest with you, exactly why they were going to make the name change and the purpose of it and the goal of it was, right? We said that these other things have aged out. That's where your grandparents hang out. And so they need to step into space where they could be innovative. But there's a lot of cost that goes into it. And the interesting thing is that not many companies can make that type of change and say, look, this is where we're going, because they're estimating it's going to cost $50 billion to do it. How many companies can say, all right, we can wait 10 years and spend maybe $50 billion to make this happen? And so they're in a very rare position of one of those companies that can make it happen just because of the amount of wealth
that Facebook has. Yeah. And so it's interesting.
We did, you know, we did put some calls. We did put some calls on Facebook the day before the announcement was made. When the announcement made on Thursday, right?
No, yep, Thursday.
So Wednesday we put calls in for 2024.
We did it. The group, I put the bat signal out in the group chat.
It was 380.
Yeah. So based on everything we said Monday, I just had this revelation. Like, wait, they're gonna make this announcement. If, and I called you, Ian. Remember, we spoke. I'm like, if he gets this right, this could be a game changer. Yeah. So then I went into the technicals, right? And so I looked at the charts. I saw that Facebook stock had hit, it was under its 200-day moving average. I saw that it had come out its Bollinger Bands. I'm like, all right, these are signs. These are really good signs. And so that was like, you know what? Let me see what the pricing is in some of these option calls in the future. And the target has moved. So there are January 2024 calls that you can make on Facebook. Yeah. And so I know the high was at 376 or 373, something around there. And so based on that, I said, all right, well, we're going to make a call for 380. And so we went inside the 380 and I looked at
the 384.33 is the all-time high.
Oh my God. So the call was 380, but it originated at $75 per contract, which is really 7,500 per contract. But that call has decreased by 47%. And so when Facebook was 312, that 380 call was like, I think it went down to $4,000 a contract. So I put the back signal out. I said, look, fellas, there's an opportunity here. This announcement is coming. I'm not making it happen. Mm-hmm. If y'all want to make it happen, this is a good call right here. Obviously, we love when we see the option call has depreciated. Any 30%. Can you hear us?
Can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. All right. It's roaming blackouts in Nigeria. So the power.
You gotta adjust. Y'all still glowing though. That's all that matter.
Yeah, it's all good. We got portable lights and we got the microphone inside the camera. So
it's the craziest thing in the world. Like it happens. That happens all the time. Like the lights just cut off. They just cut off for like 2 minutes at a time. And it's just like it happens literally. You know, it really makes you appreciate the little things in life. Like, you know, because I was with my friend and he's like, this is actually good. He was like,
that's not sound.
In the rural places, the power cuts out and it'll be going for days at a time. Like, you know what I'm saying? So
that's tough. Yeah,
we have to be appreciative of what we have, because if this was going on in America, then it would be like
the outrage.
Yeah, it would be a whole thing. But it's pretty regular out here. So you know, hopefully, you know, it could work on improving the infrastructure.
Yeah. I think you gotta turn the power back on the board, but never mind. You see the button?
The power for what?
For the board. It's plugged in.
Record?
No, I don't record. The power is in the back.
Yeah, with Metaverse as well, I posted it 2 days ago, but the addiction rate in comparison to smartphones will be 14x higher in about 3 years. And people say, no, it's not true. But if in 07, if I told you you would have this in your hand 16 hours a day, you would think that I was crazy. Like, most people sleep with their phone in the bed.
Mm-hmm.
So now, even with Facebook, like Jack and the Ray-Ban design from Snap, and that was a strategic move to have that in place beforehand. In 3 or 4 years, they want to have people in the metaverse like 19, 20 hours a day. So be very mindful. And there's a reason I've been telling people, like, hey, you need to unplug from the matrix to get more done.
Mm-hmm.
It was a little bit foreshadowing.
That's exactly what happened, man.
That's what Key said when he came on. He was like, it's going to make, he said when he tried the HoloLens of Microsoft, it makes reality very boring.
It's amazing.
Yeah. So it makes you just, before you know, you just spend 5 hours just in virtual land. Yeah. But yeah, one last thing about that Facebook situation. So yeah, you know, we made that call and it really, Troy called me and told me about it. And then I'm like, all right, so what's the research? And he's like, you know, the call's down 50% from where it originally started at. They're making their announcement tomorrow. He's like, you know, I spoke to Ian. Ian said that, you know, that's a good price point.
Yeah.
So I'm like, all right, well, Ian said it.
You know. What? And for the record, I never lost y'all money, right?
Y'all hearing it now. I'm not calling them no more.
Nah, I just needed the extra confirmation. Now, you know what you're talking about, but if you say it, and, you know, Ian, once Ian co-signed it, then it was
Mike,
enough.
Clip that up. Clip that up. Hey.
Well, yeah, we up 20% on that.
Easy.
So far.
We're not even going to talk about the Microsoft one, unless you want to.
Well, that was
quick tip. The ones you guys invest in long term, The ones I call should be the ones that, for those of you that are in options, are the ones you should be doing the calls on as well. Even with the leaf puts alone, like puts on Tesla, Apple, why are you shorting the biggest and best companies on earth? Also, too, there's a back end side of the business that they have relationships with governments. You don't think that Elon and Tim Cook and Microsoft CEO is going to spend more time at the White House now talking about this and how it can help the landscape going? Like, they're going to have politics in the metaverse and gaming. And don't be surprised. Like, at some point, you're going to be able to buy a Roddy and Rolls Royce for $50,000 and $60,000 inside of the metaverse.
There's
a whole big platform.
We saw Gucci step inside of this universe already, right? They had a deal with Roblox in June where you could buy limited edition clothes. And so now you got kids, right? It starts out as kids, but there's adults in Roblox too. Shout out to them. Like, you got to be mindful. If your kid's paying Roblox, make sure that they're in the right rooms. But there's people buying limited edition items that go into
same thing in Fortnite.
Meetings.
Like, Xander's asking
Same thing. Concerts. Like, We saw Travis Scott have a concert.
The blueprint's already there. It's like, there. Every week, my son hits me up for some money for video games to buy stuff.
Them V-Bucks add up, right?
Yeah. NBA 2K. He was getting bullied because his character online didn't have like clothes, so he was getting bullied online.
story.
I'm like, why? Like,
that's a different even a real... And even to make your player better, you can make
you gotta pay
your character, or you can buy your way through that acceleration. That's the digital peer pressure.
That's reality.
So I say that to say, if the kids is doing that. Yeah, it would make sense. At some point, adults is going to have an avatar it's going to be the best version of them.
Yeah.
So it's going to be like somebody with a six pack, somebody,
it's going to be Instagram cap on.
And the great thing, he showed it in the demonstration where he had people sitting in the conference room with their avatars watching the meeting virtually. I was just like, oh, this is it. This is it.
Yeah. And they're going to have all these clothes that you can buy for the avatar. You can buy your Rolex. And it's going to make sense. And that's going to be your person that you're going to go to the club with. And you're going to, I'm telling you, it sounds crazy until it
sounds crazy, but it's going to happen. And also, if the job market is weakened and they're not sharing resources to how to scale and make money so you can make these things happen in real life, wouldn't it make sense to take the 98% of people that cannot live their lifestyle, drive them to a digital universe and say, all of your dreams and fantasies can come true here for a small fee?
Yeah, you know what's so crazy? I was just talking, me and Ladun was just talking about this last night, and I was saying the vast majority of people are never going to reach the level of success that you see online. So what's going to end up happening after a while is like, you just go home and you just put your glasses on and then you just live, you can just live the life that you want. You can be Tony Montana, you can be whoever you want. And then what's going to happen is that 1 hour is going to turn to 2 hours, going to turn to 3 hours. Eventually, it's going to turn to 15 hours a day of you just putting your glasses on and you're going to have whole subcultures of people that just lock themselves in the room. Mm-hmm. And instead of playing video games, they're actually going to be living an alternate reality. They're going to have families. They're going to have.
And you can't say that's not true, because I know dudes now. They play Madden and 2K, like they're like, yo, I got a championship game tonight. I'm like, who you play for?
Nah, don't do that. 39 years old. Don't do that. Nah, don't do that. Because I was one of them dudes a few years back. I won a few Madden chips. There was money on the line, though.
I'm just saying, like,
who you play for?
Companies have made these alternative universes. And this is why when I get on you guys and you guys like, man, Ian be tripping about these callers. I'm like, if I'm giving it to you, name me who else gave callouts this accurate and then for free. I'm talking internationally. Like, survey the entire land. And then if you don't execute, I'm like, you're telling me that you don't want to be rich.
Yeah.
Because guess what? When you take those goggles off or those frames off and you have to go back to your real life and you had 9 women in a metaverse and none in real life, if depression has went up in teens 300-fold in the last 5 years, what do you think it's going to be when you come out of the metaverse? Ready Player One, go look at the 100. Like, there are a bunch of movies that have always talked about this. And then 15, 20 years from now, when the human sleeves come into place, that is going to be a market where if you want a premium sleeve, you may have to pay $200,000-$300,000 to get a low end 1995 Kia version of a sleeve. It is going to be the biggest disparity of wealth that we've ever seen. Because honestly, when we get into these metaverses and then like these human sleeves and you can upload your consciousness. If you don't have money, you won't even be remembered in the quote unquote afterlife. So you guys can choose to play games, which is great. It's great for 2K, great for Madden. The marketing in them is fantastic. But for your life, what do you want to achieve? You want to be a fake person in a fake world and master that, or you really want to live, get money here, clap cheeks here, spend time with your friends and family here. Don't play make-believe, man. Don't play make-believe.
Yo, listen, and while you're here, you might as well think about getting life insurance. Especially term insurance, which is surprisingly affordable. Why not pay a bit each month to protect the ones you love? If you're asking yourself this question, I want you all to check out Ladder. Ladder makes it impressively fast and easy to get covered. Just need a few minutes on the phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder smart algorithms work in real time, so you'll find out instantly if you're approved. No hidden fees, and you can cancel anytime. And since life insurance costs more as you age, now's the time to cross that off your list. So I want you to check out Ladder today to see if you instantly get approved. Go to ladderlife.com/Market Mondays. That's LADDER life.com/Market Mondays. Ladderlife.com/Market Mondays, y'all.
We didn't have enough time this week, but next week I want to talk about life insurance too, because
yeah,
that's a question that I always get during my financial planning call. So I'm gonna do like one of my basic 5 minute when I go back to the basics. Yeah. I think next week is gonna be life insurance. I'm gonna talk about whole life, second to die policies, term insurance, because it's very common and a lot of people don't fully understand life insurance and it's very important. So I think we're gonna go back to the basics a couple minutes next week.
Yeah. There's always a debate over term versus whole. What ratio would you do? For people who have the question,
It really just depends on a person's situation. But I like to look at it like, you know, there's pros and cons with everything. But the advantage of term is that it's low. It's a low premium. So the most important thing is just to have insurance. So if you could only afford term insurance, get 100% of term insurance. Mm-hmm. But if you like the idea of whole life, lasting your whole life, building the cash value, then you can do the whole life. The problem is that most people, working class people, middle class people, don't have enough to do 100% whole life for the amount of insurance that they need. Most people are underinsured. Most people need $1 million, at least $1 million, a couple million dollars. And most people don't have anywhere close to that. So I always encourage people, if you can't afford to have 100% of your portfolio on whole life, then you can definitely do a blend and have, you know, 50-50, 60-40, 70-30. Yeah. It really just depends on whatever your budget is and then kind of just work the numbers around that. But yeah, I'm definitely life insurance. We definitely gonna talk about that because that's something that is important for sure.
Yeah. So really quickly, our earnings report, I'm gonna talk about three of them. Well, I don't even talk about them. We'll go over them really quickly because we've spoken about them here on Market Mondays. Big week for the healthcare field. Pfizer will be reporting on Tuesday. Zillow will be reporting on Tuesday. On Wednesday, we got Roku, Qualcomm, Etsy, and Skills. So all those people who are online gaming. And then Thursday, Moderna will be reporting as well as Square. You know, we circled that, Ian. We both love that company very much. So Uber and Airbnb will be reporting as well. And on Thursday, y'all know one of my original calls, DraftKings will be reporting it, and Coinbase will be reporting on Friday as well. Those are.
I told you guys to wait to get to Coinbase at 2:31. Please put yes in chat if you got Coinbase when I told you. Just wait. Coinbase will be straight.
Yeah, I have Coinbase regular stock in Coinbase. Mm-hmm. I think I got it at 250, something like that. Mm-hmm. Maybe lower. I got it in the 200s though. So I'm up pretty nicely on that Coinbase. And my whole thing with Coinbase is that crypto is not going anywhere. And no matter what you say about Coinbase, it's still the leader in America. And there's still a lot more room for people to get into Coinbase. So I feel like Coinbase is one of these companies that's gonna be here for a while. And they've established themselves as an early leader. Not to say they'll be the leader forever, but it's always good to have a head start on the competition. So,
and it's always about a secondary market in which people can have trust. Most people, even if they're older, they may not want direct exposure to Bitcoin, but it's a safer way to do it. Yeah, you guys will be good. You just have to wait. And I'm gonna be honest, you guys like, yo, homework, research, like there's nothing to research. I pick the companies, we give you prices, which ones to stay away from. All you have to do is execute. Like the way that they taught us in school, and put yes in chat. If the formula for school made you rich, put yes in chat. So you can't bring those same initiatives and types of studying to here, because learning and how to regurgitate information and how to monetize something is dramatically different. I'm pro school, but if you want to get rich, that is not the matrix of information that you need to know. So just execute. You guys will be A-OK. And once again, if I made you money, Please put yes in chat.
Put yes,
put
chat.
Yes in chat.
Put yes Thank in you. Chat.
Oh man.
I'm gonna get a t-shirt. I'm gonna get a t-shirt made. Put yes in chat.
I had mine. I got the unmute yourself. You've been unmuted. Somebody made it for me.
Put yes dope. In chat. Merch it. Merch it up. Yeah. All right, ladies and gentlemen, another glorious episode of Market Mondays, reporting live from the motherland. Once
y'all
again.
Y'all got me excited. I may have to come out there last minute. It's Saturday.
Huh? Saturday.
It's Saturday.
Saturday.
Podcast.
Saturday, man. Call the private plane. Get the jet. Fuel up the jet.
I'm going to have to make some adjustments.
Yeah, it's going to be a vibe, man. Egypt, we're going to, you know, you're going to have a vibe. I'm really looking forward to Egypt, man. We got a whole list of our things to do on the itinerary. So
shout out. My family's on the way, man.
Yeah, for sure. So shout out to.
Yeah.
Shout out to everybody that, like I say, man, once again, shout out to Biz. Shout out to Asa. Shout out to T.
Tinu,
shout out to David O and everybody, the whole Nigerian crew that's been showing us love. Ladun, really enjoying ourselves out here. Market Mondays live. Don't miss this. This November is going to be a legendary situation. You know, anytime we come to New York, it's always legendary, no matter what. And, you know, Market Mondays live at the Apollo Theater Black Friday has all the makings to be a memorable moment. So make your way to New York. If you're in New York, get your tickets now. MarketMondays.com. And like I said, we have 2-day event. Saturday is going to be a workshop where you're going to actually hands-on experience. Yeah. You're going to learn.
Any question about trading, the real answers that I can't say on air, be there Saturday. Me and Dream Team will be there. Like it's going to be great. And I'll be sure to answer everybody's question. And then that Friday, I know you guys probably saw me post it, but if you want that blueprint to how to make $510,000 in one trade, Market Mondays Live, I'll reveal. So if y'all was at InvestFest and saw me put on the show, it's going to be those kind of vibes. I'm debating on suit or force again games, but you know, I'm going to put on a show and give you guys value because I know you guys are picking between us and concerts and stuff like that, but that's why I want it to be like a concert, like feel every time I do a show. But I'm gonna be real, whatever show you guys gonna go to, shout out to everybody that was at Rolling Loud. They're not gonna have an impact on your life 5 years from now.
And we're gonna put on a show.
Oh, yeah.
We're gonna put on a show. You know that. That's
some guests coming.
Yeah, we're gonna.
You know that sound.
Mm-hmm. Cool, stay tuned.
I'm just saying. I do have one last question for y'all, but before you do that. You know now, going back to when we started the show, what are the two biggest investing mistakes that you've made if you can go back in time and do over?
Investing mistakes?
Like singular things we did?
Yeah, or anything you would have done differently.
You know, I broke down my DraftKings one, but I needed to do that to understand why I made the mistake, right?
Yeah.
Like not extending it, not understanding the pricing, not understanding the level, the amount of contracts. I needed to see that firsthand to learn. So I'd have to do it again so I could learn that mistake. Cause ever since then, it's just been like, oh, got it. Now I got it.
I would say
even holding the long term too. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. I would say the biggest mistake, I think the Dow, when it got down to 21,000 and
we was in the heat of it.
Yeah. And we was just, I was debating with Jamal, like we thought it was going to get down lower to like 15,000 or like 14,000. Yeah. So it was like, you know, not putting a bunch of money in at that point in time, kind of trying to see if it could go lower. That's probably the only thing, just really, really loading the boat at that very lowest moment.
Yeah. Yeah.
Load the boat.
Two things for me, I would have learned how to explain better to you guys. Cause like I know me and my friends know me, but the relationship was still new. So even certain ones and I'm like, hey, this is going to work. Even when Bam was like, yo, I thought you was full of shit. Like, I like to listen. And it's a good lesson for people. Like, this is why I leave all comments up, especially from haters, because I write everyone down and I look at it as a point to improve. I always said it. Haters make the best consultants. You never
haters are your marketing team.
Yeah, somebody
tell you. Tell you exactly what to do to beat them. So I'm like, okay, let me explain.
Haters are your marketing team.
Yeah, and then if we ever hit another recession, like I was telling Dream Team this when we was in New York, but I'm like, I should have borrowed $10 million and went into debt because I waited for that crisis and I did incredibly well. net worth increased, portfolio up like crazy. I should have borrowed every dollar I could have at 3%, 4%. Because if I did, I probably, off that $10 million I borrowed, I'd probably be up like $93 million.
Yeah.
So, but hindsight is, you know, 2020. So.
All right, folks. This episode of Market Monday is brought to you by Ally Financial. Ally is an option if you're looking to bank or invest. Make sure to tune into Ally's live stream this Wednesday on YouTube, November 3rd, to hear from industry experts and leading strategists that will be dropping gems for you. Don't miss out on creating your own financial legacy. Reserve your spot at ally.com/digitalconference. That's ally.com/digitalconference this Wednesday. Y'all make sure y'all tune in.
Yeah, and check out our episode tomorrow with Kizia and Anthony O'Neill. Legendary situation with both of those.
It was fun.
Brilliant minds, 8 o'clock.
Blessings to her. Sure
And make sure you check out our Revolt show on Revolt TV out right now. And
what
on
time?
Revolt's YouTube channel. Revolt is out right now. It's 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Mm-hmm. And three o'clock
on Thursday.
On Thursday on their YouTube channel. Okay. So I think the TV thing, it runs a lot, I think.
Yeah. I think the TV is a 30-minute episode.
It's 30-minute.
But the YouTube is
the full episode.
Full experience. Yeah,
TV is like a condensed version, but that runs. I think they run it like every couple of hours.
Yeah.
So you can catch it whenever. But the YouTube is the full hour-long conversation. So check that out on Thursday and check it out on TV right now if you have Revolt on TV.
Yes, yes. And you got Verizon in New York. That's channel 726.
And if you don't have Revolt on your TV, ask the TV. I mean, at the end of the day, even bigger than us, it's a Black-owned TV network, which is very rare. And everybody that we have worked with at Revolt has been Black. Every single person has been young Black, a lot of Black women.
A lot of women.
Black. So, you know, people say a lot of stuff about Puff, but I can say firsthand that there are a lot of Black talented people at Revolt that have been given opportunities. So, like I said, even if we wasn't involved, and we're actually friends with Revolt, so all of us will be at Revolt Summit, and they're actually doing a lot of good things. So, you know, just show love and
we gotta support Revolt. Our own because we beg for it. But if we don't support it, we can't complain. Also, too, like if the numbers are not at a certain level, they may not want to invest in other shows across the board. Like this is why I tell you guys, like it's not just about us, but if we are leading, you have to support so there's more room for everyone else to come and have room after that. Because if not, corporate is spending like, well, we tried and it didn't work. And so we want to stay away. So, yeah, please support. I'm proud of y'all. That's legendary. I hope I can join you on an episode real soon. Y'all been. Well, what was the biggest and maybe business or investment lesson from Ross to give him a preview of what's upcoming on the show?
You know, he lived in a Vanna Holyfield's house. So he said that every single day he's reminded of somebody that had $500 million passed through their hands that fell on hard times and lost their house due to a foreclosure. So he was like, that reminds him every single day not to be foolish with his money, to invest his money, to save his money. And I think that was really profound words. He's like, literally, I'm reminded every single day, you know, homie made $50 million a fight and I got his house for $5 million on foreclosure.
He even keeps a picture of him in the house, just as a reminder as well. And I think that's dope.
The crazy part, EJ, his son, is one of my friends. Shout out EJ. So, like, even with that situation, for an athlete to make that kind of money, which is more than most companies will make, what infrastructure was put into place to rob artists and entertainers of that kind of money? Because if you have a decent team around you, it's really hard to lose that kind of money at scale. But if there's systems in place to extract that money out of, that's why I would say, like, it's always a transfer of money. And if you don't have a good team around you, other people, their job is to try and extract it from you. But yeah, that's a hell of a lesson that we always have to be mindful of. Like, anybody's a couple bad decisions away from losing it all. Just because you're at the top of the mountain right now doesn't mean you can't fall off.
That's it, brother. Ian, we got to wrap before we lose power. Because like we have roaming blackouts and we're almost down to low battery power. But thank you, brother. I appreciate you. Hopefully we'll see you in Egypt. But if
I'm
not,
listen, man, I'm about to call him out right now. I'm going to try and see if I can slide out there. when are the tours? Thursday?
Starts on Thursday. Yeah. Yep. Thursday. We get in on Wednesday and then we start doing everything on Thursday.
So I fly directly into where? Cairo?
Yep.
Okay. All right, but let me look right now.
If you can fly in on Wednesday, that'd be great, because that's what we get in on Wednesday.
Okay, bet. Yeah, let me look at this right now.
All right, bro.
All right, have a good one. Love is love. Catch y'all. Peace.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.